Let me double check this real quick here. All right, it shouldn't be an echo.
Oh, it is.
All right, we'll ask the guys. It may be just your connection. Let me see here. Get set up here. All right, we are live. It should be showing up here.
You're live now.
All right, cool. All right. Everybody, welcome to episode 16, where we will talk about why, when, and how to R&I interior panels. We have here Ryan from RPS. Ryan, you want to?
Going on? I'm Ryan from RPS Dent Specialist out of Baltimore. What's going on, guys? I'm a little tired. It's been the straight grind with this hailstorm, so it's been a little bonkers, but I'm here.
Yeah,
So
and Dave will be here probably in about 15 minutes. I was locked out of the house 15 minutes ago, so I could not get into the house. So, but anyway, if anybody's interested, I got the shirts. Hopefully, you guys can see them. I fix dents. If you want, it's on pdrpride.com. If you guys want a shirt, I fix dents. So, show us some support. A very high quality shirt. None of that junk. So you can wash it a couple of times or 20 times, and it's good. All right. So let's get on the topic here.
I got a few tools with me this week.
Oh yeah. What do you
So since we're talking about R&I, and I brought some R&I tools, and I actually use
have?
this thing. I've had it for months and I've never used it, but today it actually came really handy. It's this extra long snap-on panel popper. Oh my gosh, this thing saved my butt today.
Oh man, yo, it's the best, huh?
It really is. I bought the whole kit and I've never really used this one, but man, let me tell you, this thing was awesome. I actually fixed a dent with this thing. This is why this thing is awesome today.
Wow.
So I had an aluminum F-150 hail car today. So let me just tell you, I definitely lost some hair on my head. Back of the hood, all the way back by the cowl. The hood only had like three dents in it, but they were, probably quarter to half dollar, which is never fun on the aluminum F-150. But I slid this in the back of the brace and got so much leverage with it. I don't know if it's because of this little foot to it. Oh my gosh, this thing was awesome. I just couldn't get enough leverage to get in there without taking the hood off. So, but this thing's awesome. If you guys don't have it, you're going to use it more than you think. You never know what you can use it for. The second thing I brought, I'm on a Snap-on kit today. This little mini ratchet set. It's
I have
absolutely
that one.
awesome.
It's a hole in the middle of them, right?
Yes, they snap on here and the hole in the center. So like the taillight bolts are really long, so it goes right through. I mean, this little set is awesome. I think it was like $65. It wasn't even that much money.
I think
So
I use the gear speed one or gear wrench, I think they
gear
call it.
wrench.
They don't make them anymore, but it's exactly like that. I actually didn't know Snap-on made a set, so I will be ordering that because I couldn't get them for my
It
guys.
is, I'll give you the part number. Part number is RAT72. RAT72. I don't know if you can see that part number on there. So, but this kit's awesome. It also takes little bits, little hex bits. So a little screw bit can go in there, or Phillips, or whatever, and then that'll snap in the same way as the socket. So this thing's awesome.
Perfect.
What do you got, Chris?
Well, you kind of took my glory here with this
Come
R&I
on,
tool.
that
I
thing's
mean,
awesome.
I love it. Get down on those kind of those what is it, like the windshield pillars
Oh yeah,
in the
down
interior,
low.
that little clip that's all the way at the bottom. You don't want to yank, you just pop it off, whole thing comes off, man. This thing is a lifesaver. When you need it, you need it. So I kind of had two or three. I get all the guys this to snap on. I will actually share the part number. I believe this is the part number, which is ASG187B. So that is A as in Apple, S as in Sally, G as in George, 187B as in Bob. So that's a good tool. As you can see, me and Ryan both bought that in. So, of course, I got a lot of guys that a lot of employees. So I got to buy three or four or even five of everything. So these are these cheap Amazon plastic kind of trim tools. I use them all the time. This particular one, I don't know the link, but I guess just buy the blue ones. I think I paid $11 for them. It's a set of, I think it's a set of maybe eight or nine. But normally the cheap ones, the tips will break off, and I haven't had any issues with this one. So they're pretty thick. But now the new door panels, you got to pop off like the wood trim to get them off, stuff like
multiple that. Layer.
Kind of need and also a wedge, kind of like a squeegee that window tenders use. I don't have that here, but that's kind of probably my door panel set. So really, these tools take off my door panels.
Do you know one other great set that I actually have? It's the same type of plastic trim removing tools you have, but it's a snap-on kit, and it comes in like this little cloth case. Bag.
Yeah.
And it's got multiple. That is by far the best kit I've ever had. I've never had an issue breaking, or sometimes they'll bend. These things are awesome.
Yeah.
So they've got a couple thin ones that do bend, but it works in your advantage. So it's an awesome kit. I think it was like $49.
Yeah. Sorry guys, my allergies are killing me. Excuse me.
So
guys.
You guys, I hope you guys are liking this new time that we're running the show. We are a day behind, obviously, because of the holiday. It's kind of a last minute thing that we decided to do last night. So, you know, if you guys are liking the new time, definitely let us know. And like we said, we are having one of our workshops on June the 23rd. So make sure you sign up. Chris will put the link in the description.
Yep. Give me a second. I will definitely do that. Where is it at?
The other thing is, if you guys have any questions or topics or any of that stuff, just send it over to us. Email, Facebook Messenger, Instagram Messenger. Just send them over. We'll definitely try to get them on the show.
Yeah, so far we've been basically using your guys' topics. So we do use them. Let me get the link.
Oh, man.
There it is right there. One more.
But definitely, if you guys are coming, sign up for the workshop. It's filling up super fast. So sooner you get in there, the better chance you have a chance of getting a spot. We do have our first question up here.
Go ahead and start.
How often do you guys drill? Very, very rarely. I mean, I do a lot of insurance work and a lot of body shops, so I really don't get a chance to drill. I did have a conversation with a big GM today with a large dealership that has hired a hail company from out of town that is drilling new cars. So I'm dealing with that tomorrow. She's very upset. I was always taught on a brand new car that's never been titled, you drill it, you buy it.
Yep.
So I don't drill a whole lot. There is instances that you have to drill, that it's the only way that it's cleaner repair, or you know, it's a really nasty dent by the edge of a quarter at the door. Sometimes you have to drill to fix it. It's either drill it or send it to the body shop. So I try not to drill. How about you, Chris?
I may drill once every 6 months, and that's one time. I mean, I got to look for my drill when I if I do do it, and that's trying to think of a. There was one time I couldn't get onto a den. It was inside that actual it was actually inside the brace. It was like there's nothing you can do. It was a sealed brace. I was like, I'm gonna go for a long shot. It looks like it's not a complete kind of seal. I got to drill into the brace to get the den out. And that was probably 4 months ago, 5 months ago. I had everything apart. So I called the customer and said, hey, listen, there's nothing I can do. I've been on this den for an hour. I need to make an access hole or you just need to paint it. It's up to you. And of course they tend to go for the access hole. But I actually got a job from, I won't say the dealership. We actually don't do the dealership, but they send us all the nasty stuff. They're under a big contract with their PDR guy. He drilled like three holes, still didn't get the den out. And, you know, I'm pretty sure he's at a $65 panel, whatever.
Three holes, man.
He cracked the paint and everything. So, you know, I guess he tried. So, but they call us, the customer did not accept that particular repair. So they called us to fix it. And that's the job we have tomorrow. So, that's it. But I don't drill. I pride myself not to drill. So that's just me.
Same thing. We just what was that, a Porsche Macan on my new YouTube channel. Let me plug that.
Yeah, yeah.
That video on my YouTube channel, there was one of my direct competitors actually fixed this car before I had a chance to, and actually drilled a hole in the front door.
Brand new car?
Brand new Porsche Macan.
Oof.
And then when the customer came to me for the rear door damage, he was stressing he didn't want a hole drilled. In the video, you can see we took the door off, you know, really just kind of went the extra mile. And the Porsche doors are super easy. It's just an easy door to take off.
Yeah,
you know, you bad. Literally it's got the ratchet clip for the plug. You pull these two little black covers off where the hinges are. There's two torque bolts. You pull the torque bolts off, and the door right comes up. Off. That's the easiest door ever. Yeah. So,
some people, you know, run away from R&Is, and once you get good at it, maybe it's 20 minutes, if that, and you know. Okay, you save yourself 20 minutes, but I let the customer know that it's kind of my sales pitch. You know, even if the customer says, "Ah, you know what, I'm gonna check around," I said, "No problem. This is what normal people would do. They'll drill a hole right here. I particularly don't like any holes drilled in my cars, so I don't do that to my customers' cars." So, and then it kind of gets them aware of how these technicians are kind of making it easy for themselves. And drilling. I want to kind of show the customer that this is why you come to a professional. You know, that's just me. I could blaze holes left and right and probably be done half the time. We all know most of the time drilling is faster, but, you know, I actually do a dealership. It's a little bit higher than the average wholesale, but we don't drill. We take a lot of panels apart, So. And they got a guy in there drilling Swiss cheese in these cars on the certain cars that they don't have money on. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense to me. You know, I think there's going to be an issue later on down the road. It may not be. Also, me being a guy that trains guys at my business, all the insurance companies don't allow you to drill. So for the guys that kind of use drilling as a clutch, you know, I don't allow that. So they have to learn how to take out our panels. So when they get on a hail car, they're not intimidated by the fact that they can't drill. Because, you know, a lot of guys that picked up drilling, that's the only thing they know. They really don't understand how to get on that dent without drilling. You know, taking off that door panel is one thing. It's the tools that you're using, the leverage points. It all changes. So, you know, you need to start getting comfortable with that because, you know, insurance companies do not allow it. You blaze a hole in that, It goes on to the body shop, then it goes right to me. You know, I'll tell you a scenario I had, actually a situation I had when I first started. It was back in 2007, 2008. I had a guy come work for me, and he placed two holes in this brand new Crosstor, 2009. So it was 2009 because the Crosstor just came out. And that's actually the first high strength steel I've ever worked on. And I'm working through the car. I couldn't get these two dents out, leave the car, boom. Two dents come out next day. Perfect. Oh, thank God. I didn't want to have to kick these two panels that I think I charged $200 for each. And that guy was a body man or something. I didn't know what it was. Because he said, you drilled. I said, nah, I looked. It was the inside of the door. I mean, he hit it the best way he could. And anyway, so the body man, the customer was like, nope, not accepting the car. So my company had to pay for two doors on a pearl white, brand new Crosstor. That was a $2,700 mistake. So
where did he drill it?
So the door opens up, you know, he drilled the rear door. He drilled right there at the right there as the rear door meets the front door, kind of like the hinge area.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the same thing with the front door. He took the door off and drilled the hinge. He just couldn't get on it. So I was struggling. Honestly, I was struggling with it. And we were working outside. It was kind of a horrible condition. So it is what it is. But long time ago, and at that time, the insurance company wasn't really forcing us not to drill. I just always made it a mission not to drill. Because it was like half and half on the body shops that would kind of say.
There's still that gray area if you ask the insurance companies of, you know, you're not allowed to drill holes, but you can expand prior holes. I don't see what the difference is. You know what I mean?
I did that one time. Well, recently. So, and that was a simple fact that I just couldn't get anything on it. So, and it wasn't like too bad of an expand. It was like not even the next step. It was just kind of didn't straight, you know, kind of mangled it a little bit. So I had to just kind of straighten it. So put the touch up there. There was no need for a plug. So that's kind of that one. But again, so, I don't do that often.
If you have a nasty dent on a quarter panel, do you R&I the fender liner?
Fender liner. I mean,
like the plastic liner, or do you just
can you get access on the fender liner underneath?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You take it out.
Yeah.
Or do you just push it to the side?
Oh, I push it to the side all the time.
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I don't take it completely. Now on the Porsche, you'll see me take it all the way out because that stuff was so brittle. I couldn't even grab onto it; it was just breaking. So I had to take that out, or he would not have had a So guys, quick thing: I want to plug again PDRWorkshop.com. We have these great kind of decals that I just ordered. I believe I ordered 200 of them. Probably about 40 of them are gone already. Yeah, I only have three packs, so I'm down to like 142. So if you guys want these Stay Dent Free decals, they're just a dollar. I paid a dollar for them, so there's a dollar. So there you go if you guys want them. There is Dave in the house.
Finally. Finally. Made it home. Made it home just in time. It's still light out here, so I'm trying to use – it's summer. It's daylight. I'm pumping.
Do you have any tools?
I did not bring anything with me. I literally ran inside the house.
You suck.
I literally ran inside the house.
So, Dave, do you drive in your garage or is your car parked outside? Is your car parked outside or is it in the garage?
In the garage.
Dang.
What?
Ryan, you? Car's outside or in the garage?
Outside.
So mine's outside, yours is outside. You're the only one in the garage. You still don't have tools. It's right outside.
I literally just ran inside right now. S65, right quarter panel, dent on the like bottom body line, barely any access.
Ooh. S65
convertible with the double pane glass in the rear window.
Ooh,
barely any taillight access. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a stressful day.
Talk about R&I.
Then he says, talk about then he R&I. Says, oh, yeah, I'm forgetting to tell you it was flat gray.
Yes.
Oh, for real?
Flat gray? It was like regular gray. It was like the regular silver or gray.
All right, guys, if you have any questions, please feel free to put it in the comment section, the chat section, so we can start answering the R&I questions. We're going to go over some things. Why to R&I? Go ahead. I'm sorry, Brian.
Go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
No, I said I want to go over the topics that we're going to be discussing. But go ahead.
It was a question towards the R&I, so you can go ahead. Okay. It was my question. I'm trying to bring questions up for information. Trying to create some information, Chris.
Oh, okay, my bad. All right, so why to R&I panels?
Well, my question for you is, if it's laminated glass, do you take the chance and aluminum window guard it with a pump wedge or take the glass out? I'm asking Chris. I know what Dave's idea is.
Okay, so I'm taking glass out left and right. That's just me. Now, I think 2 weeks ago I had the same thing, and the dent was so small. I mean, it was like 3 pushes it's going to be out. I'm sorry. I cracked the window. Not cracked it, not break it, but I wedged it, kept it moving, and that was it. So it depends on the dent to a certain degree.
So 95% you're taking the glass out.
95% I'm taking the glass. I had a car today, CX-5, if you check my Instagram, real nasty dent on a fender. And it actually had laminate glass. So I told one of my techs, I said, you know, this is going to be an issue because laminate glasses are in the new Prius. I believe they're in the Camrys. I'm not too sure. But they're coming in more and more mid to low, how should I put it, value cars, I guess.
I mean, that Hyundai Eos is 4-door laminated glass. It's the back doors are laminated too.
Yeah, so. I was telling him, I said, you know, listen, man, we may have to, you know, kind of change our pricing around with laminate glass because people are not going to pay the price to take this out on a Corolla. I mean, it's starting to get a little bit too expensive for that kind of demographic of a customer. So, and I still want the customers to receive, you know, top-notch service. So I may have to start figuring out a way to incorporate that price into, incorporate that cost. Some type of way. I mean, the liability cost, I'm hoping because they're going into the Corollas and Camrys that the glass itself is getting cheaper. So if I do break it, if it's $100, no problem. But he's got the what's name? Slick. I did check that out. But I'm taking it out. And that's because I work on a lot of high-end cars. So
not me. Wedge it, baby. Wedge it and pump it. Unless I'm super fortunate. I mean, Dave was with me last week. In a lot of my shops, we'll just straight hop right on it and take stuff off. You know, with my situation, all of our situations are so different. You know, between Chris's situation and my situation and Dave's situation, it's...
I mean, I service a high-end dealership, and there's no way that I'm going to be able to have...
Yeah, of course.
Any of these, you know, laminated windows taken out. So, you know, I do run the risk of, you know, I guess breaking them more. But I am super careful with tool selection, with the window guard selection, making sure that, you know, it's in there properly. And then I'm pushing properly and accurately while, you know, performing the repair.
So, I know, Dave, you were talking about, you just, you know, talking about negotiation earlier today.
Yeah.
And, what brought to my attention is about the R&I. So what I do for a dealership that I that doesn't really allow me to drill. I mean, they literally watch us like a hawk. And I literally ask them if every time we drill, I say, hey, there's no getting this done. I'll have to drill. So maybe once every 2 to 3 weeks, we come to them. We just got to drill because of the complexity of these dents that they're giving us. But as a negotiation tactic, I know in your situation, Dave, I would have maybe negotiated. It was a negotiation with price on high-end vehicles. I basically say, hey, okay, no problem. But the liability is what I have a hard time paying for. So if anything does break on a laminate glass or anything that I do start taking stuff out apart, I'm not liable for it. And then to bring it to the perspective for them, it's like, I'm just like the body man, but of course I'm more careful. I'm gonna notify you, not just gonna, you know, deliver the car and understand, you know, realize that door panel's not, it's hanging off the car, it broke a bunch of clips. So, and 9 times out of 10, that does work, because all they're trying to do is get a cheaper price. And my negotiation tactic is, you don't get something for free, I always take something back. So that's just kind of the way it works. You know, you want a cheaper price? Okay, boom. We're only here once a week. So now pile up all our cars so we're not wasting our time coming here 3 times a week. That's how it works. So, but anyway, going back to R&I and how to negotiate a little bit of R&Is in the ticket. But
do you take bolt molding off, Dave?
Yes.
Always?
No. no, it honestly just depends on the damage. But belt moldings are going to be just a hit or miss on depending on if it's going to be at the top of the door. Is that the only hole I have? What's the complexity of actually taking some of these moldings now are, you know,
they're
tough to either get off, yeah, or, you know, you got to take the mirror apart and there's 3, you know, screws behind like that. So that just eats into time and stuff. So it just depends on the car. And the damage. But, you know, if need be, and if I can, then yeah, I'm taking the belt molding off. Any little factory holes, plug, stuff like that, I'm trying to take off. You know, I'll do minor R&I.
So when you do, I guess, when do you R&I panels? Like, what are some of the signs that you're going to be R&I panels?
Never.
Typically larger damage for me. Larger damage for sure.
So you'll be doing R&I. Ryan, go ahead and tell them your situation and why, you know, how you use R&Is and how you've been able, fortunate enough.
You know, I'm super fortunate because a lot of my shops I've got really good relationships with, to where, perfect example, right now I'm loaded with hail cars every day. Walk in, car's apart. If it's not apart, they hop right on it, take it apart. I mean, Dave and I went to 3 different shops, or 2 shops, and they didn't even start taking it apart, but we were able to start working on the car while they're taking it apart. Or we walked into some other locations and everything was completely apart. So I'm super fortunate to where I've got the relationships to where if I need, hey, you think you could take this trim panel off? Sure. Boom, boom, boom. I physically just don't have the time to sit there and take things apart, unless it's really smash damage and I've scheduled for this large damage where I know that I have to take the trim panel off, or if it's a lift gate, a quick, easy lift gate trim, I'll pop that off. But stuff that's intricate, you know, most of the time they take it apart for me. So, but that's, like I said, all of our 3 situation, it's totally different.
Yeah.
So
totally. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I got 50% of my body shops will R&I everything. Some of them I force. I'm like, hey, because I just have that pull. I'm like, I'm not taking this apart.
Yeah. The hardest is when you get there and they say, hey, we have this car for you. And then nothing. I mean, yeah, I can fix it, but I need all this stuff taken apart. Like, either I can do it now or could you do it for me? And it's just like an awkward conversation. Like, oh, I thought you could just fix it without, you know, taking anything apart. So, having those relationships or kind of forewarning them, or hey, if you think it's going to be, you know, yeah, kind of prepping them. And Ryan's done a good job of doing that with all of his shops to where he can make a bunch of other stops while something's being taken apart and then take care of that later while something else is being taken apart somewhere else. He has that down pretty well.
Yeah. It's taken a long time. So believe me, long time.
I mean, some of them you could just be honest with, you say, hey, I'm not the best R&I guy and I'm just not set up like that, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to take me twice as long. And the way I do it is I'm ASC certified, so I'm not charging body shop rates. I'm not charging body labor rates. I am charging, you know, a normal auto mechanic shop. Our hourly rate for dealership is $140 an hour. A local shop, like a mom and pop shop, is between $110 and $95. So I'm $85 an hour. I think that's perfectly fair. I come with an ASC certified, you know, badge. So boom, take it or leave it, $85 an hour. And that's it. Now the guys that are doing those, whatever, our body shop labor is $42 an hour. I watched a guy. I mean, he sat there and just pulled that bad boy down. Like he did not care at all. So it was, I was just in shock. I was like, well, I'm getting to work, but wow, it's a whole new console. Got to be.
But I'll also tell you, some of those dudes are just stupid fast. I mean, they really are fast at dropping those headliners.
Yes. Yes.
Now, headliners, like I will do myself, but I will try everything I can to get that to a shop. So like I've done partial headliners at retail locations, you know, corners, maybe just the back, but like doing a full headliner, I'll try not to do at the customer's house.
I am slammed right now with retail customers wanting me to do hail cards at their residence.
That's tough.
And I just tell them, look, I don't, if I break a clip or something happens with some of these newer sun visors that are a nightmare to get out with the sun visor clips that are just terrible. Your cars, you're going to be sitting without your headliner all the way back up. You know, I have the clips in stock. I'm close to the dealer. Always given those explanations. You know, I tell them no. You know, right now it's
on that particular.
I had three today. You know, they're like, well, your site says you're mobile. Well, yeah, it's not for hail damage. You know what I mean? I mean, it's.
And plus, you know, I talked to them about the repair. Just say, hey, you know, we have, you know, $1,000 lights that we set up at a shop, and you just get a cleaner repair. It's easier. It's faster. Yep. You just get a better repair. I feel your car's not sitting in front of your house for 3 to 4 days as we, you know, and they mobile, you know, hey, we got a 20-inch board that we normally work on, and that's your car is littered with dents. So that's kind of how I do it. And they go, oh, okay, no problem. Cause it's like, either you want this repair or you want that repair. And, you know, back to the mobile versus shop thing, you know, some customers like the convenience, but some customers do respect that you have a shop. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a different type of customer base. You know, I've lost the mobile customer base, but people who want to just drop off, I had an SSR today, boom, leave the card as long as you want. No problem.
You can have that thing. That's what he's saying. You can have that car.
Dude, those I don't want it. Terrible. I was so frustrated on that car. I had to stop, go to lunch, which I never do. I just powered through that. I had to stop. I walked to lunch.
Terrible.
I was so stressed out on that car. Ooh, man. Ooh. I could show you a picture of it if I have it. Quarter panel dent, probably about the size of a, grapefruit.
Right on flare?
Pitch. No, yeah, right on the little flare, but right by the bumper, just crushed in. And he's like, I do not want to paint this thing, and this, yada, yada, yada. So I've never worked on that car, maybe the door or something, but I don't know what those quarter panels are. I don't know how to price them. I don't know what to expect. So anyway, I got the dent done. It took me 4 hours to do, which that's a lot of time for me. Most of the repairs that you see online are between, you know, 3 or 4 hours, but a lot more money. So, but anyway, what else? So pricing and charging for R&Is. I've already spoke that I'm $85 an hour. Do you guys want to give away what you guys charge?
Mobile Tech RX is giving me the labor rate. You know, if it's 3 hours and 12 minutes to do an R&I, the headliner.
Right.
Mobile Tech RX is definitely my go-to. Labor R&I time, I'm usually about $75.
$75, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, you get the people that are squirrely about it, but it really depends on the location. If it's at one of the body shops or if it's a customer, you know,
We all know insurance has a hard time paying $85 an hour. Some people, or 75, some adjusters will respect it. Some adjusters will give a little bit. But I will say, 9 times out of 10, you got to go down to $42 an hour. So I don't want to sit here and tell people that I'm charging insurance company that amount of money. But, you know.
So Straight Lines has a question. So no access on a quarter dent. Do you guys take the wheel off and drill a hole, plug it, and then seam seal it?
I have done that before. If there's absolutely no access, which, you know, I guess certain cars, they would have no access.
Yeah, it really depends on the car.
the Suburbans, Tahoe, stuff like that, blocked quarters.
Yeah.
I'm gluing it if I can't. I mean, I know even drilling a hole on well, in those types of vehicles, drilling a hole doesn't get you anywhere. But yeah, taking a wheel off and stuff like that, being mobile, I'm not taking a wheel off in someone's house and torquing it back. Something happens, stuff like that. Taking a wheel off is not going to be. I'm going to try to glue it if I can. If I can't, then I might have to pass.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, they have plugs, and this is probably talking about that 1 or 2% of the cars that is just that perfect scenario where you just cannot.
Well, a lot of the Porsches, they have no access in the quarters. A lot of it's glue, especially right on those body lines, which always get whacked. Stuff like that. There is no R&Iing anything. It's glue or nothing. Like
those new quarters on the Tahoes are just terrible, man.
They've all
the Tahoes and the Escalades.
I got a tool on them. You can go right through the
glue with the whale tail sometimes. Light. Sometimes, depending, it would only get you so far, or you're gonna snail trail the entire thing. I mean, it just—I guess it depends on the year, make, model, but
yeah,
they're a pain.
I did an Escalade. It was Escalade. I got all the way to the halfway through the. I mean, that's where the dent was, right on that body line, halfway, right on top of the wheel.
I mean, the main things I'm taking apart are gonna be hood liner, fender liner, and then like a taillight, headlight. And then, like, the interior trim panels for the quarters.
Quarter trims.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, a
door panel, if need be, just depends on the door.
The new Civics. Coupes. Oh, my gosh. I did one today. You have to pull the rear glass. It was an 18 or 19. It was brand new. The rear quarter upper trim, the rear deck, the back seat. Just to get the quarter trim to come in, and then it's completely full of foam.
Oof.
I was like, nice. "This is the worst." No.
Yeah, and see, when you got a Civic, like no one's paying for that hour of time to just tackle that. It's very hard to sell. I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it's very hard.
They're built into my estimate. I send what will need to be taken apart with the estimate.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if I don't take it apart while I'm there, then I take it off. Right. That's just how I do things. So if I have a vehicle and I feel like I may need to take the door panel off because it is kind of complex, I'm going to put it in there. If I never did, I actually saved you a couple bucks today.
But I'm just saying, you got like a Corolla and you got to take this door panel off.
It's in there. It's in the estimate.
I understand it's in the estimate. But what I'm saying is that customer may not, if he's got a Porsche, he may have that more disposable income to say, okay, you know what? I bought this Porsche. It's a $110,000 car. I'm going to at least pay, $600-$700. He wants to take the door apart, or at least the door panel, window out, and all that stuff. But for a Corolla customer, I mean, I don't know. When I was driving around my little, I couldn't afford it. So, it's just... It's turned into more of a luxury item, more so than getting it fixed. I mean, I had one today. She was like, I can't afford it. Brand new, what was it? It was like an HRV or CRV or whatever it was. I mean, crushed. And I knew I can get it perfect for YouTube. Probably would have took me 6 to 7 hours. And she was like, oh, my deductible was 200. I'm not messing with it.
Yep.
If that was a Porsche, she would respect the fact that I could save her original pearl white paint. She would be like, you know what? I don't want any paint on this car. It's going to devalue my car and this, that, and the third. So it's just, I don't know. It's rough. It's kind of like those
lease cars. If you would have taken the R&I off, would you have sold it?
No. I mean, the price of the dent was extreme, and that goes to – having the door being high strength steel, probably one of the crappiest high strength steel out, so there was a lot of other things that drove that price higher. Obviously it's just more time, more money. I mean, that's all it is. So that's
play that fine line of the $250 or $500 deductible. I always play that devil advocate, of writing an estimate, and I'm like, it's $350 or $400. He's like, well, I have a $250 deductible.
Yeah. Well,
I can have it done in one day. You know, they never counter in $30 a day for the rental car, cars in the shop for a week. You know, it's never clean the way that it was when it went in there. But you have those customers that are inexperienced and don't know the difference and don't really care. Some people just don't care. Went slick.
Well, go into a body shop and you ask them how many people pay out of pocket. And then the people that pay out of pocket, what type of cars do they have? I 10%. Guarantee you 10%. Okay. So you've asked 10% of the people pay out of pocket. When we get close to their deductible, which the average deductible is $500, right? Mm-hmm. Certain areas is close to $1,000. Certain, you know, now they're rolling out these $100 deductibles, which for only like $20 more a month. But anyway, so when you start getting close to, let's say, the normal, I have a $500 deductible. So when you start getting close to that $500, people start to weigh their options. I've had customers, I'll tell them $595, and they say my deductible is $500. And I'll literally kind of in nicest words say, but the price is still $595. And they go, and okay, I'm just going to call the insurance company. You know, I had an M2. I mean, he crushed the quarter panel on his M2. I said, I can get it. All glue. I know I can get it. I can rebuild his body line. He just kind of flattened it out because they have those flares on the M2. And he went to a famous lizard insurance company, right? And I wrote him an estimate. I'll tell you straight up. It was $1,300. I don't know. Maybe it was a 18, 19 inch dent, kind of flattened the entire kind of quarter panel. And I called him. I said, hey, sir, you know, what's going on? He's like, I called the insurance company. They're saying they can fix it for $600. I said, they're going to always tell you that. I can submit a supplement for the difference. He said, well, the insurance company said they can get it done. Leave the car with us. So I said, well, let me know what you do decide. I'm not going to kind of pressure you. Today, I called him back a week later. I said, what did you end up deciding? He said, well, I just let them fix it. This car had 1,200 miles on it. So I said, I hope you got, you know, what they call it, diminishing value. I hope you got some money for that because no one's going to want that M2 after that. Those BMW customers, when they buy those type of cars, they look at it like a, I mean, it's crazy. Not just Carfax. They're checking paint meters. They're looking up underneath for the car. It's like the worst car to sell. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I'm going to keep it forever. I'm like, it's a two-door. No one keeps anything forever. But whatever, you know. And I couldn't bring that value of PDR because his deductible was $500. So I just say as R&I gets more complex, as, you know, we're having to R&I these panels more, there may be an issue because, you know, we're pricing ourselves out of the realm of affordability. So and this is probably for another topic.
I did run into an R&I issue today.
Okay.
Howard County police vehicle. Their techs were at lunch. I wasn't going to wait. I really need the R&I, this trim panel. I start taking this trim panel off. It is the hardest trim panel I've ever had to take off. And I'm looking at it. I'm trying to figure this out. I can't, in your brain, you're trying to figure out what's going on. And it's got this little badge on it. It's like this big. And it says ballistics or Falcon ballistics trim panel. It's a bulletproof trim panel.
Wow. I see them attach the stuff to the.
I really should take pictures. It's a new account of mine. And all they're doing are these police cars. So I'm going to get more. But next time I get one and the trim panel's off, I'll make sure I get a picture and post it. The trim panel comes off, and it's got this whole center panel that goes in the opening of the door all the way to the glass. It's like a puzzle piece. You know, it's just got this big cutout that goes all the way in. Oh, my. I'm drilling a hole next time.
I remember a bulletproof car came in one time and they actually bonded to the actual metal at that particular time. It was an old school and it was about an inch and a half thick. And it was a little small little dent. It's going to go in a parade and then we needed out. I was like, no problem, man. $95. Let's get it in. And I could not. Obviously, I'm trying to push through whatever the bulletproof stuff is made out of. I was like, what is this? It's a bulletproof vehicle. I can't mess with this. So that was a no-go on that one.
Yeah, it was a terrible trim panel. I was like, man, whoever's building these things. And it's just the driver's door panel. not on the passenger side, just the driver's door. So as soon as I do another one, it's going to happen because they've got like, I don't know how many of them sitting over there. So I'll make sure I get a picture of it and post it up there.
Yeah.
So Patrick's saying sometimes doing R&I for free will actually make you more money. If I can save an hour on the dent by spending 20 minutes on removing a door panel and glass.
I'm with you.
Yeah, there's times where, where I haven't charged for it and I have to do it anyway. And I'm not going to knock the customer for it. I feel like it's more of a hassle to try to ask them for more money sometimes while you're already on the spot than to just go ahead and get it done, do the right thing, take the stuff apart, and then just get the job done and put it all back together. Yeah, that happens too.
Sometimes I give them that gray area when I'm explaining the damage. If they're at my shop and I'm like, look, you know, I may have to take this off. If so, it's going to be an additional price. Mm-hmm. Or if I don't, it's going to be less. So, you know, I always try to give them that, save it on my end of the gray area is what I put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had a customer just literally just take the door panel off like right there?
Yes.
Like, oh, it comes off easy.
Yep.
I've had a few of them.
I have. Or I had a Hellcat probably 2 or 3 weeks ago. Dent in the quarter, that nasty dent. You can only use a paddle tool up in that little triangle opening in the quarter. And he took everything out. Rear deck, back seat, upper and lower, but out. It was the best customer ever. I wanted to give him a review on Google.
Oh man, yeah. I had one literally take a door panel off, and he was so adamant about taking it off. He didn't want anybody to mess with two screws. So, but yeah,
Our followers, Rob, got us on his TV at home.
Oh, snap. Yeah. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for the love.
Damn, my head looks big in that TV.
That's cool.
I plugged a little bit of shirt. I fixed dents. The merch is at pdrpride.com. You guys, and we got these little decals that I just ordered. If you guys are interested, pdrpride.com. So what tool do you guys use to give your R&I times? I mean, hopefully everybody's using it already.
Mobile Tech RX.
That's automatically. I set the labor rate. I put it in, and that's it. And I click it for whatever I'm needing.
Do you want to share your labor rate? Mine's 85.
It depends. It goes up in the summer only because I don't have as much time to be R&Ing stuff in the winter. It's just, I'll take it apart. It's fine. We got time.
Good question, Rob.
Yeah.
So on certain occasions, I do understand what you're saying, though. I'm trying to think of a scenario where it happened.
What was the question?
Basically, he said, do you guys say it will be $150 to R&I this trim panel or glass, or I can drill a small hole for free? And you're kind of, you know, leading the customer to that hole, really.
I've done it.
I'm not gonna say I haven't done it. Sometimes it's going to make the job easier, or sometimes I know that customer, just the price matters to him so much that, you know, or it could be like, hey, man, it's a car I'm just trying to sell. It's just a car for my daughter. I don't really care about it. And it's like, all right, you just, that common thing. I just want to make it look better.
Oh, man. You know.
When they say that, oh, man, they're going to want that deal. Manufacturer hole is $10. Yeah, I don't do that charge. Do you guys charge for that? No. New wave of manufacturer hole? No. Yeah, I don't charge for that. I don't charge for it.
That's a leisure for me most of the time. If I'm drilling a hole, it's helping me out. So,
yeah.
Last resort is what I tell everybody. Last resort. This is our last resort. If not, it's not coming out.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
So I did order some stuff yesterday, some additional Cola Fria tab tape from Brandon David. He's got a deal, Memorial Day deal going on. So if you guys need Cola Fria, since I talk about it all the time, I had somebody message me, so I wanted to bring that up. It's $150 for three tab tape tabs. Then you get three Kiko Super tabs with it, and you get a free a Limitant board.
Oh wow!
For like the 3D reflection board for $150.
Wow, that's actually a pretty good deal.
It's a really good deal. And he changes tab tape. It all works off of a Kiko Super tab, so they should be here any day. So I'll let you know what they're like. But
that's good.
You guys don't use cold glue, so
yeah, I don't use it. I mean, I'll get one for $150. It's not too bad. I'll definitely go over it. All right, so do you want to, let's see, why to R&I panels, when to R&I panels, R&I over drilling. He said, hold on, what? Pricing and charging for R&Is. So we pretty much went over everything. Do you guys want to get further in detail with R&Is or what?
Did you guys go over what tools you use?
We went over some of this. Magical panel popper.
I use those. I use that. The red one from A1, I think it is. It's just like the standard red one. I love that one. And then Harbor Freight plastic trim panel tools. 100%. Yeah.
You know what I actually use a lot?
The whole pack's like $4, $5. I use those a lot, Harbor Freight.
The O-ring removers from Dentcraft are freaking awesome.
I've never needed yellow. To, I think, use those, but
they work really good for, like, I'm back to the sun visors. Yeah. They just slide right in there, and it doesn't mar it up. It's got a rounded edge.
Yeah.
That's an awesome tool.
You guys break something when you're R&I, how do you guys handle that? Because it will happen.
If you break clips, most of my shops have bins and bins and bins of clips. I mean, Dave and I, he did a hood and broke some of like the hood seal clips, and they had them. But I mean, if it's like a sun visor or something, and is it something? It's all an instance, you know. If it's Dave and he's at a customer's house and he breaks a sun visor, he's gonna have to buy the sun visor, come back and put it in.
Plenty of times.
If it's at a body shop, then you know. Hey, we're going to have to order the sun visor. I'm buying it. I'll tell you, I had the weirdest instance the other day. Perfect example. Hyundai Elantra or Accent hatchback. And there's a dent right by the taillight crease. Only way to fix it is glue pulling it because it's right by the gas door. It's all sealed there. They just put the car back together and they were trying to take care of this dent free for a customer. As a service. I have an account that fixes everything. So if they're blending the quarter, they're fixing the dents all the way to the fender. Whew. Which is great for me. So I'm spraying the car, spraying the taillight. I'm in the sunlight. I'm wiping the panel down. Start the glue pull. I'm slide hammering this thing, getting it out as a pretty deep crease. And the manager walks out. He goes, "What happened to the taillight?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" The taillight was cracking from the alcohol in the sun.
Wow.
Absolutely cracking. Wow. Just from 91% alcohol. Wow. I looked at him. I said, "I got nothing for you. I got nothing for you." You can see the crack right there.
Wow.
And I was like, "There's no way that I did that." So we actually took it and I sprayed up top of the taillight again, cracking it again.
Wow.
So it was an aftermarket taillight from Keystone. So make sure you guys are safe with that. I don't know if it was a my wife tells me it's a chemical reaction. You know, she's the chemist. She's the smart one here. I'm just a dent guy. But it must have been something with the temperature, the sun, and just the way the alcohol is the craziest thing ever way. So let's see. Jaws asking about the Cola Fria deal. It's on. You have to message Brandon David on Facebook. I don't think he has a website. Just go right on Facebook, Brandon David. Send him an instant messenger. Tell him we sent you. I mean, he'll. I'm sure he'll honor his Memorial Day deal. It was $150, three tab tape, three extra super tabs, and you get to pick an Eliminent 14-inch, 18-inch, or a Stucky, one of his boards, the 3D reflection boards. So it's a great deal.
And this is Cola Frio, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the sticky tab tape. It's from Brandon David's version of it.
Very okay. I thought it was.
No, it's not that same sticky tab tape website.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. I was trying to look it up. So, all right. So, message Brandon David.
So, Rob's asking insurance hail. You supplement broke clips and sun risers, though, right? For the most part, yes. I mean, a lot of times the insurance companies will pay for it. You know, it really depends on your insurance adjuster in that area. Sometimes they'll say it was excessive force, as I've heard that before, you know, with a belt molding or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But most of the time they'll pay for it. You know, just, it's all in the relationships.
I actually been doing this for a long time. And after, what, 2 years ago, I just started realizing you can supplement for it. So
I thought you were going to say I haven't broke anything.
No. These cars are just not designed to be taken apart, especially like interior stuff. It's all cheap. I mean, even the headliners are like a cardboard felt glued on. I mean, that's not designed to be touched at all. So, you know, it's very hard to clean. I know a couple of guys, detailers, that hate cleaning those headliners. They just don't hold up to any brushes or anything. So, when you got to remove them and stuff like that, it's difficult. But anyway, I didn't even know that the insurance company you were able to supplement some of that stuff until about 2 years ago. Actually, hell guy was like, just supplement it. You know, I broke on accident. I'm like, supplement it? What? What do you mean? All right, submit a supplement.
It's all about the relationships you have built with the adjusters.
So I'll tell you this. One of my sales tactics, when I tell the adjuster, I say, listen, when I write the estimate, if you give me the car and I write the estimate, there will not be a supplement. And they go, okay, cool. I like that. So, because supplement is a negative, sometimes it's a negative mark on their whatever.
Double the work.
Right. So, you guys might want to use that as a sale tactic when you talk to insurance companies, but that I've had adjusters call us out. We write the estimate. Sometimes I had to eat it. It is what it is. I honor my deal.
Make it up on the next one.
Yeah. So, Jonathan, you're looking for training. Need help in New Jersey. So I don't know if you want some training in New Jersey, but if you're willing to drive 4 hours, we are doing a free class, which is
June 23rd.
Yep. And the link is in the description in the chat right now that I'm about to text Jonathan. So,
and then it says hail is direct damage, the broken stuff is indirect damage. You got that from an iCar class.
Yeah,
good stuff, Rob. That's good stuff, man.
Yeah. What do you think? Let's go to repeat color for your deal. You spoke about Slick was asking the repeat. Maybe you already repeated that.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other question, guys? It's already 10 o'clock. We're going to start heading out of here. So we want to make sure that if you guys have any questions for us, please feel free to.
Josh Slick he's hilarious. That dude, he is on it.
Freedom's well, un-American. Come on.
Like we said, sign up on that workshop if you guys want to come down, hang out. We did a little luncheon a couple weeks ago. We had a really nice time. A couple guys came in from out of town, a couple local techs here. Yep. You know, it was a good little, we were joking, having some lunch, just some dent guys. Just some dent guys.
Yeah, definitely join us.
You know, try to sign up. Maybe if you're in town, I got plenty of hail.
Stick around a while.
Couple bucks.
Yeah.
So look like that's it. Guys, you want to go ahead and plug yourselves?
Tell Dave Whitney City Dent Repair, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook.
Dave, when the next video coming out, man? I'm waiting
two.
On it.
I got two right now.
Did you release the one that you sent me?
I know.
Anyway, guys, go ahead and get on his channel because he's got a video that is epic coming out. Love his style. Ryan.
RPS Dent Repair, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram.
Yeah, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow in the morning.
I still only got one video, but we're getting there. Yeah.
I'll release it tomorrow in the morning for sure.
So go ahead and put your okay. A lot of Geminis in here. Dave, go ahead and put the link to your channel in the chat. I think I have your website, so hopefully you can get to a channel from your website in the description. But you're dropping that video tomorrow morning, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, yeah, that thing is fire, yeah. So Chris, Dentless Touch, again, little small shameless plug. I fix dent shirts. There's a few different shirts on that website, pdrpride.com. Guys, thanks for watching. Hopefully you guys like the new time. We're trying to get some of the Cali guys, the West Coast guys in here. And we definitely appreciate the questions and appreciate the love. Don't forget to hit that thumbs up button on your way out. We greatly appreciate that. Anybody want to say anything else?
Thanks, guys.
See y'all later. Thanks, guys. See you guys next week, 9 p.m.